Chaka of Prairie du Chien are in the mix. Kimura Hutter as well at 138 pounds. Hutter from Adam's Friendship. More in our next report from the Bi-State Classic. For WRCO Sports and David Wermund, I'm Bill Twining.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Russian President Vladimir Putin has issued an apology after the crash of an Azerbaijan Airlines jet in Kazakhstan earlier this week, which killed 38 people. ABC's Inez de la Quatera is at the foreign desk.
The Kremlin press service now saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to the president of Azerbaijan for the fact that the tragic incident occurred in Russian airspace, but Putin stopping short of explicitly saying Russia was responsible for the crash.
The statement mentions that Russian air defense was active against Ukrainian drones in Russian airspace at the time when the plane was headed for its intended destination of Grozny in Russia. A new twist in the TikTok case. Lawyers for President-elect Donald Trump are now asking the Supreme Court to hold off on the case that would decide the app's future. They say they want more time to negotiate a deal to help the app avoid a ban in the U.S. Tornado watches are now in effect for parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. This is ABC News. Disturbing body camera video shows corrections officers in upstate New York brutally beating a handcuffed inmate for 15 minutes, eventually killing the man.
A preliminary autopsy ruling Brooks' death a homicide caused by asphyxia due to neck compression. New York Governor Kathy Hochul ordering the termination of 14 prison staffers, including bystanders. Brooks was serving a 12-year prison sentence for stabbing his girlfriend in 2017. An attorney for his family telling ABC News in part, Mr. Brooks was fatally, violently beaten by a group of officers whose job was to keep him safe. He deserved to live.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. One lucky Mega Millions winner. California's lottery says one person in that state bought a ticket that could bring home the $1.2 billion jackpot. The cash payout is just under $550 million. Plus, officials say they've raised just under $90 million for public schools over the course of the lottery. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Clouds mixed with some peaks of sun today, a bit breezy and still mild for late December, highs in the low to mid 40s, winds will be southwest to west, 8 to 16, variably cloudy, patches of fog are possible tonight with a low of 30, areas of fog early tomorrow, then more clouds than sun and still mild with a high of 42. Partial clearing and quiet tomorrow night with a low of 28 and partly sunny and remaining mild for Monday with a high of 42. Currently in Richland Center, it is partly sunny outside. The winds are out of the northeast at 10 miles per hour and our current temperature is 39 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Well, I just pulled out of Chicago, partied old Chi-Town round, rolling along back to Interstate 10. Lord knows we're Texas bound. Hello, Texas. Really think it's great. Seems I left a part of my heart.
Sure is good to see you again. Hello, Texas. It sure is good to see me a friend.
Been a while since we got out of town. So what you thinking? Yeah. If you're ready, I could come over right now. You call the girls, I'll call the boys. We'll pack it up and drive. Anywhere you wanna go, we'll go there tonight. We can fit four in the backseat. The cops come, we'll hide. Are you ready? You know I'm ready. Let's ride.
Road tripping, summertime living with your hands out, kissing the wind. Yeah. Skinny dipping, jumping off of the rocks out to the ocean, yeah. Put a blanket down under the boardwalk and kick it. We'll live it up and throw it down with all of our best friends. We'll drop the top and hit a spot where summer never ends. Cause a good time and a peace of mind are just around the bend. Are you ready? You know I'm ready.
Christmas to you and your loved ones. May this season of giving bring peace to your heart, joy to your soul, and magic to your days. As the new year draws near, we hope it's filled with love, health, and all the things that make life wonderful. Happy holidays from Center Pharmacy, Richland County Bank, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, and Burnham Lumber.
You had in mind, but Meyer Oil and LP wants to thank their customers for a fantastic year, wishing everyone a holiday season full of warmth and a prosperous 2025 ahead.
And I'm Tim Thede, bringing some great music up until the top of the hour, and that's when Caitlin O'Connell will be taking over with the news at noon. Our time is 11:14, and temperature 39 degrees, and the sun was coming out there earlier, but now those clouds are covering the sun up. But it'd be nice if we had a nice sunny day, but anyways, they're talking about variably cloudy, or clouds mixed with some peaks of sun, so we'll see the sun off and on today, and variably cloudy tonight also, and it's supposed to get down to 30 this evening, so just drive with caution with all the water that we received from the rain we have. Since the rain started yesterday, we have received almost an inch of rain, 94 100s to be exact, and that's according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. But nope, Wirtz floor and home thermometer says 39 degrees right now. But like I say, do drive with caution this evening. We hate to have you slide off the road or get into an accident and have anything happen to you. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a seven-month-old white, black, brown Australian Shepherd in the McAvoy Hill Road area near Ithaca. The dog's name is Haley and is wearing tags. Give a call to 608-604-4672 if you find Haley. And coming up at 11:30, I will have a rundown on what's happening in the area through this weekend up until the early part of next week on Community Calendar. And like I say, that'll be at 11:30. And also stay tuned. We'll have a report from Bill Twining. He'll give a report on the Bi-State Wrestling Classic that is being held at the La Crosse Center today.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Ryan's Auto wants to extend a big thank you to all those who visited and purchased from us during the last year. We appreciate all of you and wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
A&W Restaurant thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025. Walsh's Ace is sending heartfelt gratitude to their loyal customers this Christmas. May the season bring happiness and may 2025 be a year of success for all.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
This holiday season, the Family Thrift Shop would like to spread cheer and gratitude. They're sending heartfelt thanks to their incredible volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success year-round. To celebrate this season of giving, they're offering a half-off sale on everything Christmas now through January 4th. Don't miss it. Follow them on Facebook for updates, and remember, donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4, located at 120 South Main Street. The Family Thrift Shop supports nonprofit organizations right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
Ring in 2025 with WRCO's Triviathon. Hi everyone, I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the Triviathon fun game competition between 6 and midnight New Year's Eve. Now, if you'd like to be a part of it, give us a call at WRCO at 608-647-2111, and you'll be ready to play Triviathon. If you'd like to just play along at home, that's great too. Triviathon is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Osborne Stump Removal, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, Cardinal Glass CG, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. Join us for Triviathon New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight on WRCO.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
I like the way you smile when you look at me. I like the way you climb up into my front seat. I like the way you'd rather drink an ice cold beer than a glass of wine. Thinking about you late at night, strumming chords and writing lyrics that rhyme. I've been wanting to say this to you. I guess this is the only way for me to, girl. Smile when you look at me. I like the way you climb up into my front seat. I like the way you'd rather drink an ice cold beer than a glass of wine. I like the way you look with no makeup. I like the way we fight just to make up. I like the way you feel laying in my arms in the middle of the night. And these are just a few of the things I like about you. I wonder if you feel the same. 'Cause after all this time, man, it'd be a shame if you didn't. Girl, I know it's getting pretty late, still got some things that I need to say. I like the way you smile when you look at me. I like the way you climb up into my front seat. I like the way you'd rather drink an ice cold beer than a glass of wine. I like the way you look with no makeup. I like the way we fight just to make up. I like the way you feel a few of the things I like about you. I like the way you look with no makeup. I like the way we fight just to make up. I like the way you feel laying in my arms in the, you're just a few of the things I like about you. Yeah, these are just a few of the things I like about you.
I'm almost there. I look like hell, baby. But
school wrestling report from the annual Bi-State Classic is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Cardinal CG, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Lime Ridge Ag.
The semifinals are now complete. Wrestleback activity continues at the Bi-State Classic, where matches for 7th, 9th, and 11th will be held yet this afternoon. In this report, we'll bring you up to date on what happened in the upper weights for the girls and the lower weights for the boys. Here goes in the semifinals. Sophie Paulson of Aquinas and Azaria Hoffman of Minnesota move into the championship at 145 pounds. From the area, both Montana Joels of River Valley and Cadence Freimiller of Fenimore were winners, and they will wrestle for 7th place at 145 pounds. At 152, Madeline Sikalski of Bonduelle and Lana Borkart of Wausau West win. To go to the finals, Borkart's win at the expense of freshman J.C. Davis of Belmont Platteville, who drops now into the wrestlebacks toward third place. Meanwhile, Sophie Burr of Lancaster wrestles for 11th at 152. At 165 pounds to the finals go Christy Nordstrom of Wausau West and Kimura Hutter, a sophomore from Adams Friendship, who scores a fall in the semifinals. Hutter goes for a Bi-State Championship at 165. In the same weight class, Amelia Soltis of Mount Hora-Barneveld and Ellie Lenzendorf of Wanakee are in the wrestle-offs toward third place. Emma Hilby of Ithaca Weston picks up a win. She'll go for 9th. And also Brielle Walmer of Dodgeville will place at 165. At 185 pounds to the championship go Olivia Konchak of Bayport and Evie Stein of Fort Atkinson. Konchak was a pin winner over Emily Heisner, a sophomore from Mineral Point, who drops now into the wrestle-offs toward third place at 185. In the same weight class, Melody Johnson of Cassville, a freshman, will place. And at 235 to the finals go Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville and Rainey Yang of Eau Claire North. Yang was a pin winner over Ithaca Weston sophomore Kaylee Manning, who will now wrestle toward third place. In the mix toward ninth are Haley Yeager of Mineral Point, Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel-Wazika-Steuben, and Addison Claycomb of Prairie du Chien. But Kaylee Manning lost after three pins in the tournament. She's in the wrestle-offs toward third place now at the Bi-State. Quickly to the boys, we can tell you at 106 pounds from the area, James Schramm of Riverdale in the consolation bracket was defeated. He drops into wrestle-offs toward ninth place. He is joined there by freshman Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point, who lost in the quarterfinals last night, lost again, and is now wrestling toward ninth place. At 113 pounds, top seed Shane Rashan of Dodgeville was defeated by major decision Colton Bolig of Evansville. Defeated Rashan, who is now wrestling toward third place. Jared Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca also in the mix for that after a win in the consolation bracket. And at 120 pounds from the area, Liam Carey of Mineral Point with a victory. He's still in the mix toward third place as he will place highly here in his freshman year for Mineral Point. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. And Bill will have another report coming up at before the news at noon, so that'll be coming up within the next half hour. We'll pass that report along to everyone. Also, Bill will have reports throughout the afternoon on the Bi-State Wrestling Classic being held at the La Crosse Center in La Crosse. And right now, our temperature is 39 degrees at 11:30. And since it's 11:30, that means it's time for a community calendar sponsored today by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
And here's your community calendar on this Saturday, December 28th. Richland Center's Rotary Lights in the Parks will be held through New Year's Eve. The exhibit will be open each night with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-throughs from 7 to 9. And if you're looking to help volunteer, they are already booked up with volunteers, so no volunteers are needed, but they would like to thank everyone that has offered and who has helped with Rotary Lights in the park this year. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County offers a free support group for individuals diagnosed with either early stage dementia or mild cognitive impairment. The support group provides an opportunity to learn more about your diagnosis and share your experiences with others on a similar journey. The support group meets on the last Monday of the month at 10 o'clock at the McIntosh Memorial Library Conference Room in Viroqua. To learn more, call Teresa at 608-637-5201. The Brewer Public Library will be closed on December 31st and on January 1st for the New Year's holiday. A Red Cross blood drive will be held on Tuesday from 11 to 4 at the Comfort Inn in New Lisbon. Appointments are preferred by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Richland Center Sanitary Landfill will be closed on Wednesday for the holiday. Also, the Richland Community Food Pantry will be closed on Wednesday as well. Due to the holiday, the winter market will not be held on January 1st. The winter market will also be closed January 15th and the 29th. In January, the winter market will only be held on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday of the month, which is January 8th and January 22nd. And the Richland County Senior Dining meal sites are open to the public for in-person dining. The Woodman Senior Center will be serving meals Monday through Friday at 11:45. Home-delivered meals are available Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Call Tina or Sandy at 608-647-2323. The Germantown Senior Dining meal site, located at St. Anthony's School, 32497 County Highway V, Casanova, is open Wednesdays with serving at 11:15. Home-delivered meals are available for delivery Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. To reserve a meal, call Rita at 608-983-2798. And the Rockbridge meal site at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, 25500 Rockbridge School Street in Richland Center, is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with serving at 11:30. To reserve a meal, call Norma Pifrone at 608-647-3900 or 608-649-3269. All reservations must be made by 1 o'clock the day prior. The suggested contribution for those ages 60 and older is $4.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC AutoWorks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to enjoy a great meal, the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock offers a casual, family-friendly atmosphere with creative dishes and exceptional service that'll keep you coming back for more. Located at 320 South Oak Street, the Woods invites you to dine in, enjoy outdoor seating, or pick up your favorites to go. Whether it's a night out or a quick bite, they have got you covered. Call 608-583-2625 to place your order or stop by and experience the warm hospitality and delicious flavors that make the Woods in Lone Rock a local favorite.
Walsh's Ace is sending heartfelt gratitude to their loyal customers this Christmas. May the season bring happiness, and may 2025 be a year of success for all. Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, Saturday night we'll again play for you some of the greatest tunes ever put on vinyl. I will take a look at the 1974 year-end countdown.
Oh, wonderful! You're featuring my year. I can't wait. I may have a couple of frescas and stay up until 7:45.
Party on, Joanne! We'll be taking your requests and having all kinds of fun Saturday night with WRCO's Those Were the Days. Thanks to our sponsors who have been along all year long, including Center Cinema Twins, along with Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbo's in Hub City, and Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel. We hope to hear from you. You can help program the show. Let's have a lot of fun Saturday night with Those Were the Days between 6 and midnight on the radio. Joanne, wake up.
Was a giant, and I was just a kid. I was always trying to do everything he did. I can still remember every lesson he taught me, growing up, learning how to be like my old man. Was a lion. We were a father's pride, but I was defiant when he made me walk the line. He knew how to lift me up and when to let me fall. Looking back, he always had a plan. My old man. My old man, feel the callus on his hands and dusty overalls. My old man, now I finally understand. I have a lot to learn from my old man. Now I'm a giant, Got a son of my own, he's always trying to go everywhere I go, do the best I can to raise him up the right way, hoping that he someday wants to be like his old man.
Greetings. This is the time of year to reflect, rejoice, and renew. May your Christmas be filled with the love of family, the joy of friendship, and the spirit of the season. Here's to a new year that's even brighter than the last. Happy holidays and best wishes from Richland Family Prescription Center, Schmidt-Woodland Hills, Heartland Christmas Trees, Meister Log and Lumber Company, and Julie's Tax Service.
And right now our time is 11:45 and temperature is 39 degrees. Cloudy skies outside at 11:46. And that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. All right. Coming up before the news at noon, we'll have another report from the Bi-State Wrestling Classic with Mr. Bill Twining. And just wanted to give you an update on high school basketball. The Richland Center boys team was playing at the Lewiston Auto Classic at Winona State University today. They played at like 8:30 this morning in that tournament. And Richland Center, unfortunately, came out on the short end on that. They played Lewiston Altura, and they lost by a score of 69-56. So they did win their game yesterday, but they lost today. So good job in the tournament by the boys, and good job to every high school athlete that's taken part in any tournaments this weekend. And you all are doing a great job no matter what happens. And just going to let you know, I'm going to let you go here soon, because probably right before the news, we will have a report. So may not be able to sign off then. So I want to thank everybody for having a great day, for tuning into WRCO, I should say, and I hope you have a great day. I'll be back on again tomorrow at 6 a.m., and I'll be here till 1. I'll be filling in for Bo, and then I'll be doing my usual shift as well. So hopefully I'll have you join me then. All right, everybody, have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch, featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131, extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the community dinner and strength in connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131, extension 1516.
For over 20 years, Wilson Door and Construction has been a trusted name in Richland Center for work services, garage door installations and services, and residential home construction. Our commitment to quality work ensures that your project is completed to the highest standards. Whether you need garage door services or are planning to build your dream home, trust Wilson Door and Construction for reliable service and exceptional results. Contact us today at 608-604-3623 to discuss your project needs.
Koenig Printing is proud to offer high-speed digital copies at the most competitive price, along with high-quality commercial printing and design for all of your printing and promotional needs. If you have a printing job that needs to be done, call Koenig Printing at 647-6004. For fast, reliable, affordable, high-quality printing for businesses and individuals, call the experts at Koenig Printing in the North Industrial Park, Richland Center. With the experience and knowledge to create the results you want, call 647-6004.
Sunshine and Giggles expresses their heartfelt appreciation for their customers this holiday season. May the warmth of Christmas and the promise of the new year bring joy to all. This holiday season, the Family Thrift Shop would like to spread cheer and gratitude. They're sending heartfelt thanks to their incredible volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success year-round. To celebrate this season of giving, they're offering a half-off sale on everything Christmas now through January 4th. Don't miss it. Follow them on Facebook for updates, and remember, donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4, located at 120 South Main Street.
The Family Thrift Shop supports nonprofit organizations right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Happy holidays. We hope your Christmas is wrapped in love, tied with laughter, filled with joy. May the new year bring new beginnings, lasting memories, and all the blessings your heart desires. From our family to yours, wishing you a magical holiday season. From Wagner's Auto Service, Richland Electric Co-op, WCCU Credit Union, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and Gunderson Boscobel Area Healthcare. This report from the annual Bi-State Wrestling Classic is made possible by Lime Ridge Ag, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Cardinal CG, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Gelenic Plumbing and Heating.
The semifinal round continues at the Bi-State Classic. In our last report, we updated you on the girls' semifinals. Now for the boys, pick up at 126 pounds, where Rhett Spurley, a sophomore from Dodgeville, was defeated by Schlumpf of Bayport. A sudden victory for Schlumpf, 13-10 was the score. Spurley drops now into the WrestleBacks toward third place. Meanwhile, Ethan Hady of Richland Center, who lost in the quarterfinals last night, bounced back. He scored a win. He'll now wrestle for ninth place at the Bi-State at 126. At 132 to the finals go Liam Neitzel of Hudson and Trey Bissell of Hastings, Minnesota. Each has won a most valuable trophy at the Bi-State in the past. Should be a great final at 132. From the area, the Lakota Brewer of Riverdale was defeated in overtime, and he drops down now and will wrestle for 11th place for Riverdale at 132. At 138 pounds, speaking of Riverdale, the top seed Brody Meese, a junior, tasted defeat for the first time in the semifinals. He lost to Homestead's George Jones. Meese, now in the consolation bracket, will wrestle toward third place. He's joined there by the second seed Noah Radke of River Valley, who also lost his semifinal. He's in the consolation bracket toward third place. Meanwhile, Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville has picked up a win. He'll wrestle for ninth at 138. Rowan Carey of Mineral Point won his semifinal match 4-2 and moves into the championship match against Cole Bozeal of Oconto Falls. At 150 pounds, Brock Hinderman, a sophomore from Iowa Grand Highland, wins a 5-4 matchup in his semifinal. He'll go for the title against the top seed Colton Weiler of Auburndale. At 150, same weight class, Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point will wrestle for ninth place. At 157 to the finals go two-time champion Danny Heiser of Evansville and Carson Rowland of Chatfield, Minnesota. He handed Iowa Grand Highland senior Tyson Imhoff a 5-2 semifinal loss. Imhoff and the WrestleBacks now will match up with Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley, who's won twice today already. The winner of that match, Imhoff and Knockreiner, goes for third, the loser for fifth at 157. At 165 pounds, Eli Meyer of Mount Horeb Barneveld and Luke Hogue of Hutchinson Bear Lake, Minnesota, go for the championship. In the same weight class, Jackson Bussey, with a pair of wins under his belt today after a quarterfinal loss last night, is in the matchup for third place. At 175, Eli Leonard of Mount Horeb Barneveld defeated Mineral Point's Cade Rule 7-3 in the semifinals. He'll go against Caleb Denis of Marshfield in the title at 175. And in that weight class, now Rule in the WrestleBacks toward third place. At 190 to the finals, Carter Luke of Stratford and Ben Kindbaum of Kiel, Blake Brickle of River Valley, with a win, and he will be in the mix for ninth place at 190. At 215 pounds, Garrett Kaczynski of Port Washington and Blake Teary of Prairie du Chien have a date in the finals. And at 285 pounds, it's Bodie Brockhop of Iowa Grand Highland and Jack Bauer of Eastview, Minnesota. Brockhop with a pin to reach the finals. Bauer beat the top seed, Grant Matthews of Riverdale, 1-0. Matthews can now wrestle back toward third place. More in reports this afternoon coming up from the Bi-State Classic. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Russian President Vladimir Putin apologized to Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev after that deadly crash of an Azerbaijan Airlines jet this past week in Kazakhstan. Some have speculated Russian anti-aircraft systems may have accidentally shot the plane down. Putin did not claim responsibility for that specifically, but did apologize for it happening in Russian airspace. Parts of the West Coast are bracing for severe weather. Meteorologist Greg Dutra from Chicago ABC station WLS.
The hits keep on coming, especially for the West Coast, where yet again the atmospheric river developing and determining that they're going to get another couple rounds of rain over the next few days. Three total rounds of rain. Northern California, Southern Oregon seeing up to 10 inches of rain. High surf warnings from San Francisco to LA and feet of snow in the Rockies. That's prompting a rare 4 out of 5 avalanche danger.
Meanwhile, in the south, parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are under tornado.